Wanna play a game? A magic game. I'm kidding, of course. You can't hang up on me because I've tapped into your phone and every other device in your domicile. Don't you dare try to run from me. I'll find you. And maybe I'm right outside. What do I want? Oh, you little birds always ask the same question, don't you? Little bird wants to fly. I just want to play a game. Isn't that all right with you? Oh, it won't take long. Maybe around 10 minutes. You know what? You're too slow. I don't have the patience to let you decide. Game starts now. Oh, look at you getting all flustered, looking around, demanding me to tell you what is going on. Is this a setup? Some sort of reality TV gag? Who are you really? Oh, sweetheart. If you don't grab your TV remote right now and turn on the news, things in your future aren't going to look very pretty. Why? Just do what I said, and you won't get hurt. Oh, you don't believe you're in danger. Silly puppet.
This just in. It appears that every house is currently on lockdown due to a nationwide bomb threat. The caller in question claims that they have appointed a line of people to compete a game, and if they cannot complete it, then everyone dies. Whoever is out there, whoever has been chosen, our country is in your hands.
Turn it off. Don't want you getting too nervous. So what do you say? Oh, never mind. You don't have a choice. Not really. Let's start off with a little guessing game. What number am I thinking of? From number 1 to 3,000. Oh. It was 2001. Doesn't seem you're doing very well to start off with. Wonder merit. So it goes. On to stage 2, puppet. What significant event happened in 2001? There we go. Someone knows their history. And now, you must be wondering why I'm asking all these questions. It's a warm-up. A warm-up. I lied. The game hadn't started yet. Well, the real game hasn't begun. So don't look so proud of yourself. I can see you smiling with your empty head held high. It's kind of irritating, actually. Perhaps you should look humble for me. Now the game starts right here with me. You better be good at hiding. Ready or not, here I come. One, two, three. Better hide from me. 4, 5, 6. Oops. I have some tricks. You better bet that it's not just your average game of hide and seek. Let's just say you won't want to get found. Because then someone is gonna die. And it's not gonna be me. Hey, friend, where are you? Come out, wherever you are. I just want to play. Oh, Poppet, surely you weren't dumb and ignorant enough to have chosen a closet, right? That would be greatly disappointing if that were the case. Oh, you're not in there. A part of me was hoping to see that scared face of yours. How about over here? Not in there either. Where, oh, where would you be? Where, oh, where would my little poppet hide? You know, there's a reason behind all of this, right? I'm not. No, no, not at all. It will piss me off if you call me nuts. I'm not insane. I consider myself very sharp-minded. If anything, I am a genius. Very clever. And pointed like a tool. It's just the world today, you know? Why not blow it all up? Why not get rid of every piece of... Don't mind me. This topic largely frustrates me. Almost as much as trying to find where on earth you are hiding. Come out, wherever you are. You know, if you're out there listening to me, there's a very good reason for you to die. As much as any other person on this godforsaken planet. And before you scream, hypocrite, I include myself, actually. No, I much rather think that I am better than most of the population by leaps and bounds. Wouldn't you agree, Poppet? Not under here either. You get what I'm saying, right? You understand why I'm so angry and so tensed up about this very matter. How humanity has fallen. Our own people could let us down, betray us, abandon us, exploit us even. But you of all 8 billion people on this spinning chunk of Earth, you are the worst. The worst. Shame upon you. Oh, you want to know why? I am going to tell you, my love, my most precious love, left my side because of you. Because they thought they loved you. They just got a little confused, that's all. But as soon as I get you out of the picture, everything will go back to normal, and then my love, they will come running back to me, telling me that I was right all along, that I am their true love, all in all, and that every other low-life poppet on this earth is a waste of time.
A distraction, not worthy of their attention to be left alone. You should have said no. In due time, they will realize this. But first, I must find you. My, oh my, where on earth are you? My, oh my, where are you?
Oh, there you are. Oh, I certainly did not see this coming. A stab wound. You are quick. Congratulations. You've won the game. Nate is somewhere else. Become a bedroom player.